Lucy.
It's 8:30 to 8. We know it's tough for small businesses in this current environment, and there's nothing worse than dodgy small businesses making it bad for everybody else. Have you ever heard of the concept of phoenixing? It's the art of rebirthing a business by siphoning the assets into a separate entity, usually with a similar name, and leaving creditors high and dry in the existing company with nothing to recover. In these situations, it's pretty common for the impacted creditor to be the ATO, as well as other trade creditors who are required to be paid in order to continue operating. There's been a number of measures introduced over the years to try and curb illegal phoenixing. To talk to us more about this, we're joined by insolvency expert and partner at SMB Advisory, Alice Rue. G'day, Alice.
Hi, how are you going, Stephen?
Very well. Phoenixing, I mean, there's nothing worse than a dodgy business packing up shop and then starting up again. What is being done to try and stop this practice?
Look, it's a really difficult one to try and curb, but there's been a number of practices over the year. We've got the creditors evading disposition regime that's in place at the moment, where ASIC can now actually ban directors and also recover back assets in the Phoenix company, in the company that those assets have gone to. But most recently and most relevantly, we're looking at the director identification number regime, which is really important for all directors of companies in Australia to get registered with their independent individual director identification number by the end of this month, so that we can't have, you know, directors like Mickey Mouse and Porky Pig trying to set up companies that are straw people that we can't put a stew behind.
Okay, so what? So the practice behind this is, if a dodgy director tries to set up again, that number registers with ASIC and they can actually stop them from doing that. What do good business people need to do to sort of get themselves out of the firing line, so to speak?
Yeah, look, absolutely. It's really important, and we're trying to get the message out that directors of existing companies in Australia need to be registered with the ADRS, which is a part of the tax office, to get that independent director identification number. That has to happen by the end of this month. Otherwise, there's $13,000 fines that people might be liable for. Once they do that, then they have their own independent record that they can sort of be accountable for, I guess, through their corporate life.
So we're only talking about, let's talk about small businesses who are set up as a company, not necessarily sole traders.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Righto. So anybody who is a director of a company, rather the large or small, has to go and do one of these things. Is it easy? I mean, dealing with the tax office is a lot easier than it once was. What's the process?
Look, it's a really easy process. If you Google director identification numbers, the first thing that will pop up will be the ABRS website, which is the registration site that you go through. You do need to set up a MyGov ID account, which is different from the MyGov account that we all check our Medicare and stuff through.
Yep.
But that's just done on your phone, and you can sort of have your level of identification lodged there, and that gives you a security clearance, and that's how the government, I guess, will then identify you as the person driving that identification with ASIC.
And is there a cost to do this?
No, there's no cost to do it. It's just something that needs to be done. They're trying to really streamline the database system so that people can be sort of accountable with their company activity. And it's to stop, I know a really easy one to say is a lot of people change their names when they get married, so they may legally have two names, but with this you have one director identification number, so you can't really have two separate profiles, which you currently can with ASIC.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you joining us to give us that advice. Alice, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure, Stephen. Thank you.
Alice Rue is an insolvency expert and partner at SMB Advisory. So if you are a director of a small business, you need to get yourself one of these director identification numbers. If you do a Google search on that and then go through that process that Alice was just talking about.